The music you've just been listening to feature Mary Quinn on the organ and vocals by Regina Giannone Tyler. This morning I'm on location at St. Elizabeth Church in Wilmington, and these two talented ladies are my guests. Good morning and welcome to Catholic Forum.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
You two ladies have been part of the music ministry together for 32 years. There was a wonderful article recently in the Dialogue about that, and we're here to talk about that. First of all, let's start with you, Regina. How did you get started in music?
When I was in third grade, Miss Agnes discovered that I had a talent. All I wanted to do was sing. And, of course, the sisters at St. Thomas's encouraged me. And I did meet Mary at St. Thomas's. And when I was 10, I did my first solo at the Midnight Mass on Christmas Eve, and Mary played for me. Mm-hmm. And I loved music ever since.
Mary, how did you get started in music?
Well, I've been playing piano and organ since I was... piano since I was 8, and organ since I was about 12. And for several years, I just took organ and piano. I did some University of Delaware. I did all kinds of continuing ed courses, and just have been doing it all these years.
Mm-hmm. Mary, tell our listeners how the two of you got together and became a team 32 years ago.
Well, almost immediately after I was hired as organist at St. Thomas's, Regina, as a member of the choir, did her first solo. And then we went our separate ways, and she went to school in Philadelphia, and her music instructor asked her to get some experience. So she came to St. Thomas's, and Father Trainer was there at the time, and he was doing a service at night. And she offered her services, and I said, don't go away. We can work something into this service. And we did two selections that night, and we've been working together ever since. I left St. Thomas's shortly after that, came to St. Elizabeth's. It took me about 1 month to bring Regina here with me, and we've been here ever since. So it's been wonderful, just a very easy, loving, joyous 32 years.
What made you want to share your talent with the church and get involved in music ministry?
I think it was the sisters at St. Thomas's. They invested a lot of time in any talent they found in a child. And remember, the only non-nun there was Miss Agnes. So I had seven other nuns that were encouraging me. And they made you feel that it was almost a responsibility to give back a talent. And I needed someone like Mary to guide me through that. Mm-hmm. And Father Trainer was very gracious. We still have a wonderful relationship with him.
What is the secret to your longevity? What keeps you from burning out?
I think the love of what we do and the fact that we get along so well together, that it renews us more than drains us when we do something together. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so it's easy. You know, it's a joy, and it's a ministry. We've always thought of it as a ministry.
I agree. And sometimes I think about the day after we buried my mother 3 years ago. The day after, we had two funerals here, Mary. And I remember going up to the balcony and being with her. Instead of feeling it was heavy on my heart, it was actually, it helped me with my own grief. But it was easy for me because she was with me. I didn't have to work that hard at it. And I think that's the way it's been through ups and downs with our own personal lives through the years. We've come together in music, and, you know, you hit those first couple chords and you kind of forget all about your problems.
Thank you.
What advice would you give to someone who is contemplating getting involved with their church, their parish music ministry? From someone who's been doing it for 32 years, what advice would you give, Mary?
I would encourage them, definitely. It's been a joy, and it's so nice to be able to work at something that you love doing. And if they're truly musicians and they are spiritual people and they want to express that spirituality through the music, then this is a great place for them.
Are you seeing young people getting involved with music ministry in their church? And what would you say to them to encourage them to do that?
I think the problem goes back again that it has to be more encouraged from the time they're in grade school. And also, we here have been exposed to two new young people, and they're both 18, 19 years old, and they give us some seasonal time when we need off. But there's not enough musicians to come in and start to study now because, you know, as we get older, we're going to need more help. The only thing they have to remember is they're only going to get as much out of it as they put into it, and commitment's a big part of this.
Good advice. Thanks so much to Mary Quinn and Regina Giannone Tyler, music ministers here at St. Elizabeth Church in Wilmington, for spending some time with us this morning on the Catholic Forum. And we're going to listen to some more of your music, but let me just wish you another 32 years together, and we'll come back at that time and interview you again. How's that? Thanks a lot.